From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, March 9th at 8:56, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's been a pretty interesting start to the new week here. We did see some pretty strong markets overnight in the grains, followed by the higher crude that we were just talking about there. Crude was up to $119 here at one point in the April contract. About 20 bucks off the high right now, trading around $100. So that's softening things in the ag sector as well. But overnight, we did have May wheat up 25 at one point. Beans were up 30 cents and corn was up 15. We've got wheat back to near unchanged now. Beans up 11 or 12 and corn up 3 to 5. So things have definitely softened up since that crude oil has worked lower. Gold and silver not following along in this rally the last few days. It's lower here this morning. The dollar's up near the January high this morning, so I'll help limit a little bit of the advance. And corn and soybeans, nearby May corn and soybean also overbought here this morning after this recent run-up. So continue to watch goings on in the Middle East there, and that's going to continue to dictate what we do on grains in the short term as we're getting, I would say, majority of the direction from the energy markets here at this point. Do have a crop report out tomorrow. Not expecting a lot of changes in the supply demand for corn, soybeans, and wheat, which is pretty typical for the March crop report. More attention will be paid, though, to the end of the month crop reports when we have both acreage and quarterly stocks out on the 31st. So that'll get more attention. Export inspections out this morning. Continue to watch some weather. Still too wet in some spots in northern Brazil. That's causing a little bit of talk that the Brazilian bean crop may not be quite as high as what some early estimates are, but it still looks like it's going to be another record no matter what. Also, continuing to see some rain through here in the Midwest, which will be good as we continue to be extremely dry. Unfortunately, though, a little cool down early next week. So you see some highs back in the 30s to 40s, so that'll cause a little bit of probably more frustration, I guess, that we're not moving along the warmer temperatures. But we'll continue to keep an eye on that. As for prices here this morning, May corn at 463 3/4, up 3 1/4. July corn 475 1/4, up 4 1/4. East corn at 489 1/4, up 4 3/4. East corn got high at 498 1/2 overnight. May soybeans 1210 3/4, up 10. July at 1223 1/2, up 10 1/2. November soybeans 1154 1/4, up 7 1/4. May soybean meal 317.10, that's down 10. May soybean oil 67.28, that's up 70. May Chicago wheat 617, that's up 1/4. May Kansas City wheat at 628, that's up 4 1/2. Livestock markets are mostly lower here. One of the unions for one of the JBS plants in Colorado announced it was gave 7-day warning for a strike. So we did see futures under some pressure here. April cattle 229.35, down 5.22. June's at 226.22, down 5.25. March feeders 347.87, down 7.75. April's at 342.77, down 8.85. April hogs 94.77, down 85. May hogs 99.77, that's down 107. Back to the grains, expect to continue to be fairly choppy here, taking most of its direction from the energy markets as the week goes on, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, partly cloudy skies, a high of 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 58 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 78 degrees. A few storms could become severe late in the day. And tomorrow night, cloudy, thunderstorms likely and a low of 52 degrees. And on Wednesday, cloudy and cooler with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 62 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580. And WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Currently here in Urbana, mostly fair skies and 50 degrees. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.